Hello and welcome to What Hurts, What Helps, and What Heals, the Mental Monologues podcast hosted by Jaron Dobie, licensed clinical social worker and an outpatient mental health therapist. This podcast is produced by Turing Theatre of North Carolina, a not-for-profit, active-producing professional theatre that celebrates the ongoing human search for dignity across lines of ethnicity, gender, economic status, religion, and age.
Dealing with anxiety can be overwhelming and can rear its ugly head in many situations. Justin manages the multiple emotions he feels when coping with the complexities of a panic attack.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, I didn't know you guys were on this flight.
We're on every flight.
What you're reading?
It's just a book.
Looks awesome. How many pages are you in?
Not far, like page 51.
What? I feel weird about page 47. Did you really read it thoroughly? No skimming, no cuts?
Yes. I think so.
You think so? Something's off. Maybe you should go back to page 47 and read those last two paragraphs again, just to be safe.
Did somebody say peanuts?
Wait a minute, I have been eating peanuts my entire life. I am not allergic.
Till now! What if it's an allergy that's lying dormant, like a sleeper cell? Anaphylactic shock at 37,000 feet would suck so hard. Oh my god, I can't breathe. Seriously, I can't breathe.
Now I can't breathe. I'm not having a panic attack on this plane. I'm not having a panic attack on this plane. I'm not
reaching my next freakout levels!
Let's do the thing you know, where you rub your fingertips across your fingernails from nail bed to its tip. It's a great self-soother. I like that one. It's not too obvious.
I just want to read my book. Look, here comes a flight attendant. Just act cool, for once, okay?
But I'm not cool. I've never been cool. Order me a Pepsi.
And remember to wipe the top off first.
You guys, at this rate, it will take me years to read this book. Forget it, I'm not reading on this flight. Happy now?
Puppies?
I didn't say you couldn't read, just, you know, be vigilant. Avoid disaster. Life is so fragile. Hangs on by a thread.
It is fragile, isn't it? Terrifying. The fear of pain. Losing those you love. How do humans manage? How do you cross the street or let your child out of your sight? I'm freaking out again!
Can you bite the edge of your tongue a few times? You wouldn't really feel it.
Flight attendants, please prepare for landing.
We are gonna die! Oh my god!
Look out the window. There's a runway down below. So close.
I feel better. Knowing we'll be on the ground soon. We can pee, and then we can get a Pepsi.
Yes, and then we can eat peanuts again.
There's no elevator we have to take, right?
I'll find an escalator.
I love you!
Yeah? Yeah? No, you really get us. Hug it out.
Yeah? No. We're in public. Later.
Okay, time for our landing ritual.
You got this, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I got this.
So here we are talking about something that most people, I'll even go as far as to hang my shingle on this and saying all people have experienced anxiety, worry in some way, form or fashion in their entire lives. There I said it. And more importantly, we have to make sure that we acknowledge that it is something that is more common than we think. Really think about this. You heard Justin make mention to the anxiety that is experienced as it results to, you know, riding on an airplane. I don't know if everyone listening has ever rode on an airplane before, but I remember my first time. I remember my last time. You know, there are elements of that that are very much so anxiety provoking. I mean, think about it. Think of the last time, even if you were growing up in class and had to do a presentation and spoke in front of some people, right? Or even as an adult. Let's say that you're an entertainer or performer, and I don't just mean a singer or an actor in some way. I mean, like, What if you're involved in athletics or a community group in some way, as to which, you know, you have to be represented in some way in front of an audience, or know that people are going to be exposed to what you're saying or what it is that you're doing? I mean, let's talk about even driving down the road, right, or down the highway. I mean, this is something that folks experience just in different ways. But I mean, it is, again, more common than you think. Let me give you some information. And this comes directly from the National Alliance on Mental Illness. All right. Anxiety disorders are the most common mental health concern in the United States. Now, why is that? Now, research supports that. I mean, this has a lot to do with our cultural background, depending on where you're listening to this, right? Or who was listening to this. I mean, culturally, Americans' attention to finances, reputation, career, these things are major, major factors in the ongoing, life of anxiety continuing to be able to exist in different ways on more severe levels culturally. I mean, over 40 million adults in the U.S. have an anxiety disorder. 40 million. That's a lot of people, a whole lot of people, with around 7% of children, like between the ages of 3 and 17, experiencing issues with anxiety each year. With even most people experiencing these things before the age of 21, it's happening. It's happening in our lifetimes, and it manifests itself in different ways. Not just the generalized anxiety disorder, right? Or the more extreme, right? Depending on who you're talking to, that is pretty much dominating more days than not for at least, you know, persisted at least for 6 months, at least more days than not. Think about that. Experiencing anxiety or worry to a point where it is difficult for you to control that more days than not. And of course, we can get into the levels of like the panic attacks, right? Or panic disorder, recurrent panic attacks. I mean, and the endless symptoms that go along with that. We're not just talking, you know, trembling hands, sweaty palms. You know what I mean? Heart palpitations or increased heart rate, feeling faint. I mean, so many other things to be able to acknowledge in that. Even outside, of course, like the phobias, you know, people being afraid to leave their homes or being exposed to different things because it is something that is anxiety provoking to the point in which it is distressing or even crippling. That's major. And we cannot forget the social anxieties. I have, as a professional, in my personal life and professional life, have seen more people suffering from social anxiety disorder over the course of the pandemic, over the course of my entire career. That is a fact. Now, mine may be different from anyone else's and what they've seen, but over the course of my career, this is the most that I've seen it. And likely, right? It's because of our lack of exposure to people, right? And how it is that we are communicating, right? I mean, that time frame where we went like a long period of time, guys, we're talking about over a year, 2 years, some folks, right? Even three, for not being able to communicate with another person, right? I mean, we're talking about kids who are in those developmental stages where they're, you know what I mean, making friends and taking the opportunity to communicate, right? And learn right and wrong in different ways, having that taken out of their life experience for a couple of years before being re-exposed to that. I mean, come on. Naturally, there's going to be some anxiousness or worry, nervousness that is associated with that. So we can't turn a blind eye to it, especially with it affecting so many different people. It's serious. But it is also something that we can overcome. So we have to remain hopeful, right? Knowing that if it's not something that we can practice mindfulness and other skills to be able to identify how our thoughts become our feelings and how our feelings become our behaviors, then we got to make sure that we get help surrounding these things. Or if you're recognizing that someone is struggling with it in your household, in your friendship group, in the organizations that you're involved in, or even someone that you don't know at all, offer them any support that it is that you are aware of. I mean, it could change their lives. It could save someone's life.
This project was supported by the North Carolina Arts Council, a division of the Department of Natural and Cultural Resources, with funding from the National Endowment for the Arts.